And now it's over to the news desk with Elena Valverde and Rach Gámez. But first, we'll take a look at today's headlines.
President Miguel Díaz-Canel says Cuba's economy is moving forward.
Cuban and Vietnamese vice presidents hold talks.
Italy sentences Latin American military soldiers to prison terms for disappearing Italians during Operation Condor.
Trump administration threatens to begin deporting up to 1 million people.
And now for the news in detail.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel stressed on Monday that the island's economy is moving forward despite the difficult international scenario and the tightening of the U.S. blockade policy. The Cuban head of state participated in the debates of the National Assembly's Economic Affairs Committee, which is working prior to the third regular session of the current legislature taking place next Saturday. Díaz-Canel said that the economy grew in 2018 more than expected and that the purpose is to achieve a modest growth despite the economic, financial, and commercial siege applied by Washington, which has not allowed us to display all our capacities, he said. In statements to participants in the committee's meeting, he said that foreign investment projects are underway and others that aimed to reduce imports. In this regard, he urged for greater investment on the agribusiness sector and an increase in irrigated arable land, which is currently insufficient for national needs. The Cuban leader also spoke about the recently adopted measures that include a pay raise for the budgeted sector and reiterated that the new decisions are a result of people's wisdom collected from direct contact with citizens and in forums such as the recently held Cuban Trade Union Federation Congress.
Cuba's first vice president, Salvador Valdez Mesa, and his Vietnamese counterpart, Dan Thi Nguyen Thinh, reiterated on Monday the willingness of their countries to strengthen bilateral economic and commercial ties. Valdez Mesa met the Vietnamese government representative, who is paying an official visit to the Caribbean nation, and they reviewed the implementation of bilateral agreements and advocated for the expansion of investment and cooperation. Prior to the talks, Nguyen Thinh paid tribute to Cuba's national hero, José Martí, by placing a floral wreath at his memorial at Revolution Square. As part of her official visit, which is running through Thursday, the Vietnamese leader toured the Mariel Special Development Zone, 45 kilometers west of Havana, and visited the areas where an industrial park operated by the Asian country Vimariel is being built, a symbol of Cuba-Vietnam solidarity. Nguyen Thinh learned about the current state of construction actions and their importance for the growth of the development zone, and said she was confident that Vimariel will become a locomotive to boost the growth of the enclave and attract foreign investment. On Tuesday, the visitor will participate in the inauguration of the Vietnamese Culture Day in Cuba.
An Italian court in Rome has sentenced 24 military personnel from Bolivia, Chile, Uruguay, and Peru to life imprisonment for disappearing Italians during Operation Condor, during which left-wing activists were hunted down by military dictatorships in South America. The pressing ruling issued on Monday changed the January 2017 judgment, which sentenced only 8 people to life imprisonment and 19 others were acquitted. Among those sentenced, this former Uruguayan military officer, Jorge Néstor Trocol, the only person present during the whole process as he lives in Italy after fleeing from justice in his country in 2007. Operation Condor was set up in 1975 in Santiago de Chile by the fascist military dictatorships in South America. Key member countries of Operation Condor were Argentina, Chile, Uruguay, Paraguay, Brazil, and Bolivia, with Peru and Ecuador occasionally participating. The joint operation aimed to track down left-wing activists across South America, in many cases imprisoning them, torturing, and killing them. An estimated 60,000 people were murdered by the Latin American states in the clandestine operation, 30,000 in Argentina alone. Another 30,000 were disappeared, and 400,000 others were imprisoned during Operation Condor.
The acting head of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services said that Immigration and Customs Enforcement was ready to start rounding up and deporting 1 million people. The comments from Ken Cuccinelli echoed threats by Trump last week, who said the raids would start sometime after the holiday weekend. City officials, police departments, and mayors from major cities, including Los Angeles, San Francisco, Atlanta, Chicago, and New York, said last month they'd refuse to cooperate with ICE if Trump enacted mass deportations. Meanwhile, The Washington Post reports that Immigration and Customs Enforcement and FBI officials have mined the databases of multiple State Department of Motor Vehicles records using facial recognition technology. This includes at least three states where undocumented residents are allowed to obtain driver's licenses: Vermont, Utah, and Washington. Both Republican and Democratic lawmakers have blasted the practice, which has not been authorized by Congress. Immigrant and communities of color have warned that facial recognition can be easily weaponized to target and criminalize vulnerable populations.
And you're listening to Radio Vancouver's English Language Service. We are online. We are available on FM 102.5 in the Havana area and shortwave throughout the world. Now, back to the news with Lena and Rach.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel said that the third ordinary session of the ninth legislature of the National Assembly of People's Power, the Cuban Parliament, that will convene next Saturday will be historic. Speaking in a joint meeting of the Agriculture and Food and the Legal and Juridical Affairs Standing Committees of the Cuban Parliament, Díaz-Canel highlighted the prominence of the event, since it is the first such session after the enactment of the country's new constitution, and because it will have the responsibility to pass the laws on the electoral system, features, and national symbols. Díaz-Canel noted that the electoral law will have great impact on the country, while the law on features will provide for greater organization of the trade and participation of non-state actors in it. Speaking on the law of national symbols, the Cuban president said its approval at this moment bears great importance, since the island faces a symbolic battle from all the colonizing platforms that want to destroy and change its identity. The three bills have undergone a revision process and received the approval of the standing committees with jurisdiction on them. The latest to do so was the one on the electoral system.
The Spanish Minister of Science, Innovation and Universities, Pedro Francisco Duque, advocated in the Cuban capital for the strengthening of relations with Cuba based on a strong cultural and humanistic tradition. During a working visit to the Caribbean island, Duque will sign a memorandum of understanding between his entity and the Cuban Ministry of Higher Education, which he said will open new avenues of cooperation. It is really fundamental to have a cooperation framework that allows for more academic activities between the two countries, he said. The minister congratulated the Spanish and Cuban rectors who, over the years and despite difficulties, have reached agreements and praiseworthy results. The official highlighted Spain's interest in working to make knowledge more accessible to people and to turn Spanish into a language of science as necessary as English. Cuban Vice Minister of Higher Education, Miri Alpizar, highlighted the good state of bilateral relations and assured that Spain is a country with which Cuba maintains the most links in the academic field. She stressed that more than 300 agreements have been signed with Spanish universities in all areas of knowledge, while more than 300 Cuban professors travel to Spain each year.
And these are some of the stories that we've been following for you here at Radio Vancouver. But now let's take a look at today's headlines one more time.
President Miguel Díaz-Canel says Cuba's economy is moving forward.
Cuban and Vietnamese vice presidents hold talks.
Italy sentences Latin American military soldiers to prison terms for disappearing Italians during Operation Condor.
Trump administration threatens to begin deporting up to 1 million people.